Today, we'd like to see the title of the lion's shut mouths in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verses 16 up to 28. To align with people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 16, so the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Why did the king cast Daniel into the den of lions? And what could we see he is saying to Daniel? From here, how can we apply to our life? Question 2, in verse 20. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? What does the living God mean? And what could we see he's saying to Daniel? Last question 3, in verses 25 up to 27. What could we observe from the decree to tremble and fear before the God of Israel and from its content respectively? From here, how should we live in this world? Babylonian captivity occurred, the first captivity, 606 before Christ. That time, Daniel and his friends were carried away into Babylon. Second captivity occurred in 597 before Christ. That time, Ezekiel and other Hebrews were carried away. The third captivity, 586 before Christ, so Babylon fully conquered Judah. Around 536 before Christ, Medo-Persia country conquered Babylon. In the time of this chapter 6, Daniel was over 80 years old. In the history of Daniel, from his teenage years in chapter 1, he was carried away in teenage into Kiva River on Babylon. He was taken captive to Babylon. We saw some of the major events that took place to Daniel and to his three friends while they were captives in Babylon. We saw the fall of Babylon and the rise of the Medo-Persian Empire. Darius only reigned for 2 years and he died. He was 62 when they captured Babylon and Cyrus became the king. And Daniel also was thought highly of by Cyrus, and he prospered also in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Jealous officers conspired to make Darius the king to sign the irrevocable decree against any worshippers except the king for 30 days in Daniel chapter 6, verses 7 to 8. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, or king establish the decree and sign the writing, so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter. Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. But Daniel faithfully worshiped the God of Israel 3 times per day. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went to home and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Therefore, Daniel violated the decree. So verse 16, so the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into den of lions. Daniel violated the irrevocable decree not to worship any others than Darius the king, where he worshipped the God of Israel toward Jerusalem 3 times per day. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, or you serve faithfully, he will deliver you. Pagan King Darius said, Daniel serves continually or faithfully. Daniel's good witness to non-believer Darius, who hoped for delivery of Daniel by Daniel's God. That is, Darius had the faith, substance of things hoped for, or evidence of things not seen, to delivery of Daniel from the den of lions. According to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1, here we should live faithfully to God like Daniel, becoming good witness even to non-believers. Verse 17, then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed, irrevocable. Daniel was at risk of life by lions. Now verse 18. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. It's shown that the king Darius regretted his signing decree as his folly, because he liked Daniel. Verse 19, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. It's shown again he liked Daniel. Verse 20, question 2, when he came to Dan, he cried out with a lamenting voice, or sort of a voice, to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servants of the living God. Living God, our God is alive, not dead. He is working in our life, not corruptible. If money, excitement, thrill, or knowledge, or whatever is mastering, ruling, or dominating our life, it is our God. But it will pass away, such as money, so pass away, as a matter of time, excitement too, thrill, knowledge too. So it is dead or corruptible. Here, Daniel's God would work in the risk of his life by lions. So living God, had your God, whom you serve continually, faithfully been able to deliver you from the lion's question mark. So here Darius the king, eyewitnessed Daniel was faithful to God, raising the question of his delivery. Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever, which meaning Daniel is alive. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Often God would get glory when he delivers his children from dangers supernaturally. God is always there with his children in the danger. Here, through his angel, the Son of God, likely, and three friends in fiery furnace. Daniel chapter 3, verse 24, 25. Three friends also did not worship either God under Babylon. So Daniel chapter 3, verse 24, 25 said, the king, Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon king, was astonished or surprised, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men, Daniel's three friends, bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see four men loose, working in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth man is like the Son of God. So in the Old Testament, Jesus Christ appeared there. That's called Christophany. Also, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. The Lord said, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed or discouraged. So God is with his children, even in danger place, in miserable, still God is working there. So innocent before you, have done no wrong before you. So innocent before God, have done no wrong before Darius king. So his grievance exposes to Darius here. Then verse 23. Now the king was exceedingly glad, very glad for him because he is alive, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. So because of Daniel's faith in God, that's why he was alive, not to be eaten by the lions. Mark chapter 9, verse 22-23, as often he had thrown him, because one father asked Jesus to heal his son, both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. So devil to destroy his son. So that's why he asked Jesus, but if Jesus can do anything, have a compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, his father, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Also, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33, indicating Daniel, who through faith stopped the mouths of lions. So indicating Daniel, because of Daniel's faith, stop it, lion's mouth. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, Jesus said to his disciples, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have a faith as a mustard seed, small size, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Verse 24, and the king Darius gave the commandment, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. So them, not only accusers, but their children and their wives, their families as well. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. So what a cruel punishment to their families in Persian practice of law. Unlike the law of God, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20, God's law is totally different. The soul whose sins shall die, the son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous man shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked man shall be upon himself. So whoever is liable only for his own fault or his own righteousness. So it is broken all their bones in pieces. It is manifested that really God, through his angel, had shut the mouths of lions against Daniel. Verse 25 up to 27, question 3. Decree to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. The King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. His eyewitness testimony about God of Israel is similar to Nebuchadnezzar, Babylonian king's eyewitness testimony to see delivery of Daniel's three friends out of a fire furnace. Daniel chapter 4, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. So almost same. Even pagan kings testify, make a testimony about the God of Israel, who is our God. Verse 20 says, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. The righteousness registration to force people to be righteous is against God's purpose, who gave a man a free will in his creation to cause a loving relationship rather than the legal relationship. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, 17, God created a human being. The Lord God commanded the man, or Adam, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. God gave free will, not force. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Also, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 5. And if you offer a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord, you shall offer it of your own free will. So God wants a loving relationship, not like a legal relationship. So our God doesn't force you to be righteous. You may choose righteous or wrong. Luke chapter 9 verse 23, this requirement of disciple, or same way, that is the free will. Then Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, if you don't desire, don't come for me. Desires. You exercise your free will to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For then is continually, for he his is the living God. He is the living God and steadfast forever. So here, good testimony of a pagan Darius king about God of Israel. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed. Darius king didn't say our kingdom, his kingdom. And his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works. God works signs or miracles and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So Darius, the pagan king, had eyewitnessed God's delivery, Daniel, from the power of the lions. Then he made a testimony about God to the people. Darius, the pagan eyewitness, made this testimony how the living God had worked in the life of faithful Daniel. Therefore, we as the children of God should live faithfully, continually to God, becoming good witnesses before even non-believers. Verse 28, so Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. He did faithful to God as well as to those kings. How come? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 5, bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters. Daniel's master is king. First Nebuchadnezzar king, the next here, Darius king, after the death of Darius, Cyrus king. So your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ. So you are serving to your masters as to God. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. So Daniel also was faithful to Persia before Babylon as well. So let's see each question answer in verse 16. So the king gave the commandment, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying, to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Why did the king cast Daniel into the den of lions? Because Daniel violated the forbidden decree to worship only king for 30 days. He faithfully worshiped God three times per day. That's why. And what could we see? He's saying to Daniel. Here is the Darius king's saying. We see general definition of his faith. Because he had a desire to deliver from the den of lions. Desire to deliver Daniel from the den of lions. So he had that kind of faith. From here, how can we apply to our life? our life, we should be faithfully to God, no matter what circumstances. Then even non-Christian might have eyewitness. Non-Christian by themselves, they made a testimony about our God, Jesus Christ. Question 2, in verse 20. And when he came to Dan, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? What does the living God mean? Living God meaning God is working through in daily life, moment to moment. That means a living God, not dead, not corrupted, passing away, God, no. Living God, continually working with us. God is with us. That is a living God. And what could we see? He's saying to Daniel. So his eyewitness, the Daniel's faithfulness, based upon Daniel's faithfulness to God, so he raised the question, so you would be delivered from the lions by God. Question 3, in verse 25 of 27, what could we observe from the decree to tremble and fear before God of Israel and from its content respectively? First of all, legislation, righteousness, is against God's intention in creation. God wants you loving relationship rather than legal relationship. Also, it's a content. Content is a Darius king, pagan king, had eyewitness, testimony to the people about God, powerful, also faithful God and testimony. From here, how should we live in this world? We also, like Daniel, we should live faithful to God as well as to our masters, our job area too, as to the Lord as well. Let's just sing song all together on bulletin, Amazing Grace.